Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Train with Abs podcast. So it's been a little while. I was very much on top of this podcast and then things have got very busy and I honestly am on the brink of burnout. So this just hasn't been a priority, but I competed in my first triathlon on Sunday. It's now Tuesday and I really wanted to do a bit of a deep dive into it. So this was kind of my experience. This is things I've learned through training, things I learned in the actual triathlon itself, advice I was given before and after, things I'll do differently next time, what went well, what didn't go well, how I placed, etc. So if you've been following along my journey from zero to Ironman, this is kind of essentially stage one complete, and I just want to run you through things a little bit more. So if you have any interest in triathlon or you just wanted to know a bit more about how I've done, hopefully this will be an interesting podcast. So triathlon, for anyone that doesn't know, is essentially three disciplines. So you've got your swim, and then you've got your bike, and then you've got your run, and in between that you've got your transition. So transition one is going from the swim to the bike, and transition two is going from the bike to the run. There's also additional running in there that they don't count. So when you've got to get out the ocean, for example, and then I had to run probably between 500 and 700 meters out of the ocean to the transition area, then you had to do a U-turn, so you had to go right, run right to the end of the transition area, then go and find your bike. So you're doing extra running in that time that they don't actually count. So that's fun. So the race I competed in was a sprint triathlon. However, it was slightly longer than a normal sprint, so my time isn't quite comparable to normal sprint triathlons. So the swim was 750 meter open water swim, so that is standard for a sprint triathlon. My bike was 26.7 kilometers, whereas normally it's only 20. I think that's just because of the course, the way it was set out. We had to do two laps, which ended up being a bit more. But realistically, placing wise, that worked in my favor because my bike is the strongest. And then the run was a 5K. So I signed up to this in December, or end of December, after doing one swim and only just starting to get back into running. So I think I did like two or three runs with my knee brace on after not being able to run for 6 months because I had had injections with my knee. And I just was like, hey, I have a bike, but I want to do a triathlon. And then from there, I then also decided to sign up to a half Ironman and got plans to do a full Ironman. So yes, very much a impulse decision. But once you spend that much money on a bike, you're kind of strapped in. So in terms of the actual race that I did, I went to this tips and tricks clinic the day before, which was super interesting. They gave some really good advice. So I would say if you're going to enter a triathlon or even do any kind of race and they offer you some kind of advice, it's always so useful to go to kind of get your bearings of the course a little bit. They give you advice that you might not have heard before. And I just felt a lot more settled after going to that. So that was really, really helpful. So I was happy with the advice that they gave. They gave advice on like each part of the triathlon, basically. So like all the three disciplines and also the transition as well. Yeah, you're not going to remember everything, but I ended up writing like a really long page of notes of things just to remember, especially because there's a lot of rules, particularly for the bike. There's lots of rules on kind of what you need to do with the bike in the transition, lots of ways that you can get penalties and get disqualified. So it's really important that you understand what the rules are for your race as well. So on the actual day, I was very nervous. The day before, I was also very nervous. And so eating was a bit of a struggle for me. I had kind of carb loaded in the week, which was good. But then probably like the 48 hours before my race, I definitely did not eat enough food. I just was really struggling to have anything and was forcing it down. And on the actual day, I tried to eat a proper breakfast and I just really couldn't. So I ended up having a little bit of overnight oats. I took with me some crumpets, literally couldn't stand them. So I ended up just before my race, basically swallowing a jelly and having a couple of sweets. Not ideal, but I was even struggling to drink water and electrolytes because I felt so sick. So hopefully that's something that I will improve with time. It's been a long time since I've been racing in anything, really. So I think I just need that experience back and to kind of be able to just ignore my appetite or lack of appetite. So then the race starts and we start in different waves. I decided to warm up before my swim. Some people didn't, but this is one of those things where you need to do what you feel is best rather than following the crowd. So lots of people were still on land. They were maybe just swinging their arms or whatever. But I know that I'd been told, and I, from my own research as well, all the advice had always been given is get in the water before your actual race, you know, especially if it's cold, because the water was cold, I'll tell you that. And I wasn't wearing a wetsuit. I will for my longer races, but I just could not be asked to wear one for this one. So I went in the water. I've made a friend who is in my category. And we went into the water and just basically got used to the temperature of it. Honestly, I didn't actually do a proper warm up in terms of swimming. I should have, but I was just so cold. I was like, oh my gosh, I just got to get used to it. And I was so nervous. And it just was making me feel at ease talking to these girls that were also doing it for the first time. So I could have warmed up better, but I'm happy that I went in the water because it wasn't so much of a shock when I then had to run in. We then had to run in the water, so they took us off four people at a time. There was 47 people in my kind of category, which was female first timers. And so I was in the third lot of people to go. And I told myself, be calm for the swim, because when I did an open water swim race, I panicked and I was going so fast and I just felt like I was going to hyperventilate and die. So my plan was to actually start off a bit slower in the swim and just stay calm and composed. And I felt really good. My swim felt very good and I wasn't going full pelt at all. Like, I was barely kicking. I was trying to pull strong with my upper body. But yeah, I wasn't really kicking that much and I felt really comfortable at the pace I was at. And I was looking around me as I was breathing and I was like, hey, I'm overtaking everyone. You know, I had overtaken the people that I'd started with. I started overtaking some people in front of me. There were some really strong swimmers in my group as well. So obviously, you know, it's not like I overtook everyone, but there were quite a few waves before me of like the men that had gone before in age groups and first timers and stuff. And I caught up to them, was overtaking quite a few of them. So that was also a nice little ego boost. I think when you feel like you're struggling, it really defeats you. Whereas because I felt like, oh, I'm not too bad. It was really encouraging. So it was overall really good. The water wasn't too choppy compared to the last one I did. So I didn't feel too seasick. So that was obviously a massive bonus. And overall, my sighting was really good as well. I feel like even just me, I think I've done maybe three open water swims in total, three or four, and not long ones at all. And two of them were actually races. And I just feel like even from that, my sighting is now pretty good, whereas the first time I did it, I was like, how am I meant to see where I'm going and breathe at the same time and not stop swimming? So I think that was good as well. I did veer slightly off to the side at the beginning just because I got piled up with quite a lot of people, because as I said, I caught up to the waves in front of me, so it was a bit busy. So I did probably end up swimming more like 800 meters than the 750, but I mean, I still had a good time. So anyway, so I finished the swim. I also learned from some of my other mistakes. So for example, on my open water swim, I stood up way too early and I basically ended up trying to wade out of the water, and it probably added like at least a minute to my time, if not more. So this time I kept going all the way until my hand literally touched the floor and I came out the water really strong. Like, I didn't even realize, you know, who was around me or what was around me, because I was just focused on what I was doing. But when I watched back the video my friend took of me, you can see me just like running out the water really strong, whereas all the people around me were like really struggling and like stumbling along. So that was really good. And as I said, I felt strong, fast, but calm in the water. And my average time, it said, was 1:59. I reckon I was probably actually a little bit faster than that, just because, like I said, I did go a bit off course. So I think I ended up doing a little bit longer than the 750, but let's call it 1:59. So I was happy with that, considering I didn't feel like I was going all out. However, this is where we came into the first issue of the day, which was bound to happen. I felt so dizzy. Just got like, the swim itself was fine. My heart rate was nice and low for the swim. But as soon as I stood up, it's like if you stand up too quickly and everything goes black, my heart rate shot up. I felt so dizzy. I felt so sick. And then I had to run to the transition. So I'm trying to run 500, 700 meters, however much it was. And I really felt like I could barely even stand. And again, I could have pushed so much more in the swim, but it's just going from that horizontal to vertical, which I'd never tried before. So I think this is something I'll implement into my training. And also probably the fact that I hadn't been able to eat properly that morning probably didn't help, because I've got quite low blood sugar, low blood pressure anyway. So going from like that horizontal position to standing up probably felt even worse for me. So unfortunately, even though I set up things really well in my first transition to be nice and quick, I got the elastic laces on my shoes, my bike was racked really conveniently, like I was ready to just get in, get out and go. What should have taken me probably about 2 minutes in transition took me 5 minutes, well, 4:52. I had to sit down on the floor, which I was not expecting. I thought I was just going to like shove my shoes on and go. I was expecting to eat. I couldn't really eat. And I really felt like I couldn't. It wasn't just, oh, I feel a bit sick, but I'll carry on. It was like, I need to sit down on the floor because I don't think I'm going to be able to stand up. Otherwise, I feel like I'm going to fall over. Oh, so that was incredibly frustrating, and it was like it was going in slow motion, because I could tell that, you know, I wanted to be fast, I wanted to get all this stuff done, other people were flying in and out, but I felt so dizzy and so sick that I was like, I just got to kind of wait for it to pass a bit. So that happened. I eventually got it all sorted and then got out on my bike. So unfortunately, you know, I'd gained a couple of minutes on some people in the swim and they were at the transition before me because I took so long. So yeah, that was not the best. But again, I don't think it was my transition that was the issue. I think it's more like I need to figure out how to not feel so dizzy coming out of it. So then I jumped on the bike and that was really, really good. I actually came first in my category, so first out 47 people on the bike. Yeah, massive ego boost, to be honest, apart from the kind of like really elite guys on these crazy bikes going 40, 45 k's an hour. I was going past everyone. I was overtaking people, not just in my category, but in all the categories in front of me. And just felt really strong, to be honest. It's not a windy route at all, but when you're racing, you feel every little bit of gradient. Hilly, not windy. And so as we're going up this kind of very slow but long gradient upwards, we had a massive headwind coming against us, so that did actually feel pretty tough, and my quads were burning quite a bit, whereas normally I don't really feel my legs too much on the bike, even if I'm pushing hard. So that was a bit of a shock to the system, but then when we turned around and came back the other way, it was okay. It was two laps of this course. The thing that I need to work on with the bike is, first of all, my bike handling, because I didn't feel comfortable enough to drink or eat on the bike, just because I've had some bad experiences with getting hit by a van and falling off and breaking my bike. So I just took it really cautiously because I wanted the race to go well without any massive hiccups. So essentially, I didn't eat or drink, which the bike is the best time for you to eat and drink, and I didn't do that. So that was definitely an error, and I knew that at the time, but I just thought, you know what, I just don't want to fall off. So I just kept powering on through. So that's definitely something that needs to change. And then my turns is the other thing, but similarly, it's kind of bike handling, because realistically, I can do all the turns, but I just was so nervous about doing them that I really, really slowed down almost to a stop on some of these turns, because they're pretty much like a direct U-turn. So I need to get a lot more comfortable with turning as well, because I was going fast and that definitely took down my my pace average. And then I obviously had to use a lot of energy to get the bike going faster again. So I was going about 30 k's an hour on average, but I know that there were definitely periods within that I was going closer to 40 k's. But then when I was going against the headwind and when I was turning around these corners and speeding up, slowing down, that obviously kind of reduced my average pace a bit too. So there's definitely potential for the bike to go further and get even better. So yeah, that would be good. But I was just absolutely chuffed that I came first in the bike. I wasn't expecting to come first in anything. My goal for this was to come top 10 in my category. But yeah, so to come first in something was great. T2, which is your transition from the bike to the run, was great. Like, I think that was about, I don't know, maybe like 2 minutes. I didn't have to change out of bike shoes because I don't wear cleats yet. So there wasn't really much for me to do other than rack my bike. I was really happy with how I racked it. Basically, the best way to do it is to rack it by the seat when you have to, like, to begin with, so to take it out, and then when you come back in, rack it by the handlebars if you've got a road bike, because it's just so much quicker. So yeah, I'd taken that advice, which I didn't know until I went to that tips and tricks clinic, so that was definitely worth going to. Save me time and stress with turning around my bike, so was really happy with that. So that was fine. And then I went out on the run and it just didn't feel good. Like, I'd done what I'd been told to do, like go into a low gear, spin the legs out to get the lactic acid out before you have to go into your run, etc. But yeah, the run honestly just felt pretty crap for me. I think largely because I obviously hadn't really fueled, and the only time I drank was in transition, so you couldn't really get much in. It just felt really bad. So I tried to have a chew as I started the run, and I just felt so just like sick and ugh that I literally ran, I think, the first K or K and a half with this chew in my mouth that I literally couldn't get myself to chew up and swallow. So that didn't go very well. And I think because of that, like, my energy had just gone a little bit. The run was fine, but I realized that I wasn't running the pace that I wanted to run, but I felt like I just didn't have the mental energy to push it. And I'd had the idea in mind of like, right, as I'm running, I'm going to pick one person in front of me, and then I'm going to kind of wait to catch up them, overtake them, and then pick the next person. That's how I'm going to structure it. And I just, by that point, I just wasn't really in it anymore. I mean, I was still trying. It's not like I gave up. But like, for example, if I wanted to get water from a water station, realistically, I could have powered through without doing that. Or if I'd drunk properly on the bike, I wouldn't have needed to. Then when I got the water, I'd like walk to be able to drink it, so I didn't chuck it all down myself. So I definitely added quite a bit of time onto my pace there, because I know that there was quite a decent amount where I was running about 5:30 per kilometer, but my overall pace I think was 5:50 for the first half and like 5:40 for the second half. So obviously those times where I slowed down to drink and stuff caught up with me pace wise and I was just getting overtaken. I think the thing with running as well is I don't have the experience behind me. Like, I know a lot about running and how to improve your running, etc., etc., but in terms of like time and experience, I don't have that. Like with the bike, I do because I cycled so much in COVID, not outdoors, but I think just muscle memory. I have so much of it from doing so much on the indoor bike. Whereas running, never really run consistently, largely because of my knee issues. So even over the last year where I've been able to start running, I then had to have like a 6-month break. I haven't been able to actually really push it because I've got to go off how my knee's feeling. So it's just, I've not had that experience, whereas I feel like the one that most people are most confident with in a triathlon is actually the run, because it's the most accessible. Whereas for me, the bike and the swim are a lot more comfortable. So obviously I was getting overtaken by people, and in the first two things that hadn't really happened, like I was the one overtaking. So I think that also just didn't help. I felt a bit discouraged and I was like, oh, for goodness sake, like I was so good at the other two and then now look at me. So yeah, I just feel like by the end of it, I was just a bit like, oh, I just want this to be done now. I'm a bit over it. And I think that probably wouldn't have happened quite so much if I had fueled properly, hydrated properly, and also not got in my head so much, because I'd been dreading the run like in the weeks leading up to it. I'd been dreading the run even when I was on the bike. So I think I just psyched myself out of it a little bit. So that's the bit I am disappointed in, because I wanted to be running 5-minute Ks, which I can do for a 5K. But obviously, you know, after doing the whole thing, it sounds a lot easier than it is. It's a long time to be basically sprinting for. That's the thing with a sprint triathlon, is kind of you're doing it for an endurance time period, but you're sprinting all of these things. Whereas something like a half Ironman is obviously a lot harder in terms of distance, but the pace that people are going at is a little bit slower. So it's a little bit more relaxed. So yeah, I wasn't really happy with the run. And then I finished off. So I finished in 1 hour 45, which is a good time, especially because it was longer than a normal sprint distance. I think if you take off the extra bit of the bike, I would have finished in 1 hour 30 something, which again is a pretty good time for a first triathlon. So it was good overall, but obviously a lot of room to improve kind of coming out the swim into going vertical, T2, and then obviously the run as well. But I still came sixth in my category, so 6 out of 47, which again is very good considering I've never done anything like that before, considering I don't have any, like, you know, a significant amount of running or even biking outside or even really swimming experience behind me. So I did do well. I'm proud of my placing, particularly proud of my bike, but there's obviously things that I have learned about it. So next race that I've got at the moment, triathlon wise, is my half Ironman in November. I think I'm going to be doing a half marathon run in June, just depending on how the knee's going, and I'll probably sign up for some shorter triathlons before the half Ironman. But I enjoyed it. You know, I'm keen to do more, but at the same time, I'm also keen to have a break. I think also when you've got a race coming up, you're thinking about it all the time. You're being more conservative with your training, because I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to ruin my bike again. So I don't want to try this stuff with the bike handling, end up knocking it over and then having it broken again, because it's so delicate. I don't want to end up pushing too hard with my runs and then screwing up my knee. So I think it's just quite energy consuming knowing that you've got a race coming up. So I'm actually happy to have a bit of a break, but I'm also just so pleased that I did it. You know, it's very out of my comfort zone, and yeah, just got it done, did it, and did pretty well. So yeah, really, really happy. It's made me a little bit more motivated to continue with my swimming and my running, my swimming and my biking, because they were better than I expected. And then the run, I just know that needs to be a big focus, because I've also got High Rocks coming up in end of June, which is largely a running focused event. So I think in terms of my training, obviously I will still be doing the swim and the bike, but the runs are going to take a lot more priority than they have done. So I just hope that the knee can keep up with that. So yeah, essentially that was my first triathlon experience. Was very grateful to my friends and some of my clients for coming down and watching and supporting, and I did enjoy it. So yeah, that was how it went, and hopefully I'll learn from my mistakes and not have so much drama in T2 next time.